Today on Freeman's Table, we solve the global warming issue with an air conditioner and a case of dandruff shampoo. Shampoo? Like it's fake? I guess that's good, even if this opening isn't.
They're going to skip right over this. Only serial killers do intros. Welcome to Freeman's Table. No, you want a hook in the intro. I'll hook your balls. No, welcome to the backside of my balls.
Good Lord, should not have taken 4 days.
You know what else is a sham? This. I really don't know what the fudge I'm doing here. So it's important to bring people on the show who do. Not all the guests will be professional comics, but they'll all be funny to me. Most will be comics, though, because I work with Side Splitters Comedy Club in Tampa, Florida. And Carol would, actually. Carol would if she could, but she can't because she's 80. She'll be at the 6 o'clock show on Saturday, when the sun's still up, and she normally isn't. Where was I? Oh, right. Comedian guests. The first was Ron Hortman in episode 1. As we mentioned, he leans toward a cleaner act. Today's guest, not really. We have for you, Mr. Gilbert Gottfried.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This shit takes time, energy, and money. So while we don't yet have a sponsor paying for this spot, we are advertising the availability of it. Like a billboard that says, advertise here, but no one spray painted a boob on my face. Not today, at least. If you'd like to give us cheddar to advertise your product or service here, visit freemanstable.com and sling us a message.
Now, back to our show.
Gilbert was the voice of the Aflac duck, or the quack of it, and the parrot in Disney's Aladdin, and of course so many other movies and TV shows in the past 4+ decades, but his entire body of acting work makes what he does on stage quite shocking to people who aren't ready for it. It's definitely not Disney. Like a lot of others, I didn't know his style until I saw him perform at the club. Gilbert's dirty. Sure. But first, he's fucking hilarious. Once he gets going, if he thinks it's funny, he says it, so I love him. However, you might not, and if you're easily offended, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, and you can't be one. Why? Because we're in a day and age when humor is being judged not by laughter, but by buttheads butting heads. Don't be a butthead. It's all about the joke. On that note...
So, what do you do? I dug the Bible. Here's one.
So is this it?
This is it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. It's been great.
That was delightful.
Yes.
To my right, a gentleman that needs introduction because no one's ever heard him.
Yes.
He played a carpet or something in a Disney movie?
Yes. I sell carpets now.
My career hasn't
been taking off the way I thought it would.
Did you recently star in a cop movie, Beverly Hills? Was that recent?
Yes. Yeah, that feels like 1921 that I did that. Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop 2. That scene we just had lit the whole time. That was fun.
Did you?
Yeah, pretty much. It was like written out as I have these parking tickets and he says, is there some way we could get around this? And then we just started going back and forth.
They go start here, get to there.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
If you could just repeat every joke you've said since I picked you up at the airport on Wednesday, that'd be great.
Yes. Yeah. You'd have to imagine what we're passing as we're going down the street, and then that makes the jokes funnier.
Excellent.
But I'll say them anyway. Hey, look at that guy with that hat.
And what about what you said when I first picked you up? What was it?
Oh,
why did I put you on my shoulders?
Yes.
Would you please put me down?
Yeah. And, should we take the elevator? That got a big laugh.
That was a good one.
You had to be there.
Yeah.
And then, one of my big ones is, I guess I'll have some potato chips.
Yeah. Slays them every time.
Yeah.
But again, you had to be there.
Yeah, you had to.
I listened to your podcast before you came here. My favorite, obviously, Bob Saget. I've said that 300 times since I met you. Can we be that funny, please?
No.
How do we recreate that shit?
Okay.
What was the other one? So there was Bob Saget and then Artie Lang.
Oh, yeah. Guys... Me and Artie go to the same nutritionist.
That explains a lot.
And gymnasium.
Someone needs to be fired. Someone needs to be fired and a license needs to be pulled. But you guys got into one of my favorite people, Tracy Morgan.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love
that. Yeah. Tracy Morgan makes me want to leap in front of a Walmart truck.
I want to take a nap on a freeway.
Yeah.
We'd have it made.
He's walking around, he's working, and now he's got like a few hundred million. You know, like at least 25% of what he got in that award settlement should go to like Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin, who went on some award show, and they started saying, you know, oh, Tracy, and their voices are cracking and tears are streaming down their face. We're praying for you. We're worried with, and I'm thinking, you know, if you're the head of Walmart then, and you're watching that, you go, all right, just give him the check and let him write any amount he wants.
What if they set that up beforehand? If you could just go on national TV and pull at the heartstrings.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be at all surprised if I found out that happened, because that was too good.
Insider trading?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I don't know about money. The enchiladas we just ate, let's make those funny.
Oh, okay. Here's a funny line. Once again, you have to imagine. I'll have two enchiladas. Gold. That was also left.
Comedy gold. Is what they call
that. I'm telling you, if you were there, you'd still be laughing about it. And when I was having the soda and I said, oh, can I have a straw? I thought of that on the spot.
Right there? Like, yeah. No, you hadn't said it before at a different...
It looks a lot of people in the restaurant, when they heard that, said, oh, he must have been doing that for years.
But no.
Yeah.
But no. Like a pistol right out of the holster.
Yeah, just like that.
That's why you're the legend.
Yeah.
Or the icon, as a homeboy from TV said yesterday.
Another one that I thought of right on the spot is when she said, will there be anything else? And I said, no.
You did say no.
Yeah, right. That was it.
Right.
And I never said that before.
Never said no to anybody?
Yeah. Well, not in that city.
Not in that conference.
Not in that restaurant. On that day. Earlier that whole day in the restaurant, I had never said no.
I've written some things down.
Okay.
That Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah. That offends me. These people with their offensive material. I
thought you might be a little put off by somebody.
Yeah. To do something offensive and tasteless, that I steer clear of.
So you're not coming to do your shows tonight?
No, I'm not. In fact, I said no again.
Just in a different setting.
It's so strong.
Yeah.
That.
But
I
once you find something that works,
why
you gotta
give it up?
Stick with it.
Yeah.
We both agree that on nothing. I thought Kevin Hart's response was legit. You know, like.
Yeah.
You did what you could. You bow out gracefully. You apologize.
I thought when I read it, it was a, you know, great apology and everything. But I remember thinking, this is a public relations
Certainly.
Firm that typed this one out. He didn't say any of this.
You probably have a public relations firm as well.
Yeah.
Have you put many of their children through college?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's like...
Can you imagine being his publicist, like...
What they're there for, I have no idea.
No, but what are they going to do?
Yeah, it's like...
We're sorry for the things he said last night that he's going to say tomorrow night four more times.
Yes.
What do you think about the contrast between the colors black and white?
I don't think they should mix. I think they should be in separate areas.
Because then they're gray.
I've been saying this for years now. And I don't approve of them dancing together. In fact, I still believe in separate water fountains.
Oh, boy. Separate but equal.
Yes.
Separate but equal. Yes. Let's be fair. Your podcast, Amazing Colossal Podcast.
Yes.
Why is it so good?
Well, because our white guests and black guests are kept
cordoned
in two separate rooms.
So,
oh, sure. Some people think it's old-fashioned.
So would you?
But it works.
Again, don't fix it if it's not broken.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about my right-hand man here, Pablo? He's, I think, Cuban. No, he's Puerto Rican. Should he be in another room?
Yeah, yeah. He shouldn't be on this planet.
So here's the line.
I think those people should be those, putting a rocket ship.
Those people. So let's call Elon Musk and Joe Rogan. I had, you know, butterflies and anxiety about talking, you know, even getting into the podcast in general, but certainly having a legend.
Yeah.
Now, all butterfly.
That means
and
I
all,
died 20 years ago.
You kind of. No. Well, I was going to say, you look like you died.
It's Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, and my website is gilbertgottfried.com. Get my t-shirts, books, and whatever crap.
What's the name of the artist who did the t-shirt?
The what?
The name of the artist who did the t-shirt image of your face.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Yeah,
right.
He was...
ahead of his time?
He was going through his t-shirt period. And I said, can you design me a t-shirt? And he said, I'd rather cut my hair off.
And so he did.
Yes.
And then you forced him to do it anyway.
Yeah. And I said, now you're more famous. Now I have to have you do my t-shirt.
in the documentary, Gilbert.
Yes.
Some of it was filmed here.
That's right.
Moving along.
Yeah.
Would you say I'm one of the greatest interviewers of all time?
Yeah. Some of it was done here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That you can hear that on, or see it. It's the document. I think on Hulu and wherever.
Is that what it
sounds
like? On Netflix deal?
No.
Yeah.
Watch it on Hulu.
On Hulu, okay.
Please, you're not to speak here. Your kind.
He's offended, Pablo. He's offended. He's a little put off by your laughter. It's the tone of poverty.
It's enough. I'm letting you sit in the same building. But
you know, later there's going to be all kinds of ethnicities in the audience.
Yes.
Is that why you
No. I have a sign up in front.
Welcome to Freeman's Table Podcast, the politically sensitive, the socially sensitive. I believe that's the only part that we're going to air.
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast. This was Gilbert. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pretty soon, you're going to be able to eat your chocolate peanut butter ice cream. I'll be leaving you alone.
Okay.
Between now and
that's
then.
That's the best news I've heard. You leaving me alone just gave me an erection.
Oh, I can see it. Put that thing away. How did that feel? I'm not going to work that thing out.
It's all a new feeling to me.
Well, I appreciate you being alive for this.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. You've done me a great favor.
Yeah, get the fuck away from me.
How did this happen? You buttered me up with two breakfasts and some ice cream, and now I have to sit on your podcast.
Yeah.
and be mildly offensive. Potentially. You don't have any commercials that might drop you right now from this.
Yeah, I will. I'm not
only if somebody was actually going to listen to this.
First, someone has to offer me a job in order for me to get fired.
Would you like to be the spokesperson for Freeman's Table Podcast?
Okay.
I can pay you in chocolate ice cream.
I can lose the deal right now, sure.
You're fired.
Yeah.
If we can fill another hour of this.
Yeah.
That would be delightful.
Well,
however,
it'll feel like 2 hours.
How long has this felt?
A lifetime.
A lifetime. It's well more than the 2 minutes you said that you were willing to do, so I appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, sure. He just thought of that.
Check out the Amazing Colossal podcast with Gilbert Gottfried. He and his co-host Frank Santopadre take a trip down cinematic memory lane. It's like reaching back in time. Then he also has guests on there like Bob Saget and Artie Lang, which is like reaching into a dumpster. You can find all the episodes at gilbertgottfried.com. While you're there, you can also buy shirts with his face on them, probably some underwear. Find out where he's performing near you and go see him. The interview was fun, but the best part of the week happened when the mics were off. We got to laugh over breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all of which resulted in stolen jelly. For reference about the jelly, check out the Gilbert documentary. He slipped 3 jellies in his coat the first morning, so I stole some too and gave them to him in the car. He's like, now we're talking. So he really does gank jellies from everywhere. Says half of them go bad because there's not a lot of things you can put jelly on. So he takes things. I still owe the Mike Calta show for snacks he took after he was on air. The station has a whole wall of them you're supposed to buy on the honor system. There was a girl in the studio. Maybe he thought I said the on her system. It's your fault he takes the jelly, because he no longer gets that Aflac cheddar. But when you hear his act, it makes you wonder how they ever hired the guy in the first place. In fact, Aflac probably should have fired the head of marketing instead of firing Gilbert. But let's be honest. They didn't can him because they care what he said. They canned him because you care. I could be wrong, but we'll never know. Bullshit. I'm not wrong. We'll always know it's about you, you selfish, self-righteous asshole. That's hard to say. We didn't actually solve global warming, and we're not going to fix silly people's sensitivities. All we really did was accomplish my daily goal in life, which is to joke around at work all day. That's easy to do with a guy like Gilbert. Forget the voice. He lives for the joke, if he's in the right environment. Or not. The hotel concierge said, "We've remodeled everything, Gilbert. No one's even slept in your bed yet." He goes, "Ah, no dried. Come on the sheets. Bummer." I offered to run a batch on his pillow, but he said he'd manage. I think I know what that means. Gilbert should be used as an example of what you can laugh at, which is everything. The shit you're worried about? Fucking dumb. To fix that, read his Dirty Jokes book over and over again. This is a comedy memory I'll have forever. Until dementia kicks in. Or the drug use catches up with me. The result of this show is evidence the latter's upon us. As always, which has been once before, hope you enjoyed this. We'll try to do better, like turning on the guest mic next time. That's right, got an interview with Gilbert Gottfried and left his mic on mute the whole time. Mine, you ask? Perfect. His? Off. Luckily, we had another mic on the table and mine picked him up as well. A little magic in post-production and we survived. That shit's hilarious. And since the show's about comedy, nailed it. I told Gilbert about his mic and he goes, "Oh no, we don't have to do it again, do we?" No, sir. But I'd love to anytime. Tons of serious shit to be worried about, folks. Whenever possible, laugh at the funny. Talk at ya.
Oye, más chips.